W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office has just raised the death toll from the wildfires there to 5. Wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour are making it tough for fire crews. That's a firefighter spraying water on a burning home in Altadena, where the Eaton Fire will go down as the state's largest ever in the month of January. Kevin Williams lives there.
Flames are up about 30, 40 feet high, and, you know, you hear pop, pop, pop. Sound like a war zone.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Firefighters in Southern California are scrambling to battle several large wildfires that have killed at least 2 people and destroyed more than 1,000 homes and businesses. Those Santa Ana winds just won't let up. 100,000 people have evacuated, including Taisha, who's now at a Red Cross shelter in Pasadena.
My grandma's home was burned to the ground. I'm just looking for my aunt right now, and I can't currently find her.
CBS's Joy Benedict is covering the fast-moving fire in Altadena.
This is Alameda Street, where we do have fire crews that have been trying really hard to stop a couple of homes that have been burning from spreading to other homes. And as you turn down this residential street, you just see that darkness completely takes over because of the smoke and the ash in this community as these things continue to burn.
The military is sending planes and helicopters to dump water on the fires. President-elect Donald Trump just paid his respects to former President Jimmy Carter, who is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. As Trump walked into the rotunda, he spoke to reporters about his meeting today with Senate Republicans, who are split on how to enact his agenda.
We're looking at the one bill versus two bills, and whatever it is, doesn't matter. We're going to get the result, and we're going to make America great again, and we'll see you in a little while.
Trump wants to cram his tax cuts, border changes, and energy policy into one bill and pass it by this spring. The Biden administration is brushing off Trump's recent comments about Panama and Greenland. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president-elect said earlier this week that he would not rule out using military or economic action to take over the Panama Canal and Greenland. While that sparked international concerns, National Security Spokesman John Kirby seemed to downplay it.
We remain focused on issues that we believe are core to our national security.
Those issues include...
It's making sure there's we're on a path to a just peace in Ukraine.
Adding that's just one of many things the administration will remain focused on with the time that is left in office.
Police in Ohio are investigating whether a 75-year-old woman was killed by a neighbor's pet pig. CBS's Jim Krasula has details.
The Licking County Coroner's Office says the Pataskala, Ohio woman, whose body was found on her porch, bled to death from extensive injuries consistent with an animal attack. David Mullings lives nearby.
And it would be nice to get some clarification on what actually happened and what's actually going down in our neighborhood. So, I mean, this is a very quiet neighborhood. Nothing happens in this neighborhood.
The coroner ruled the woman's death accidental.
Stocks were mixed today. The Dow rose 106 points. NASDAQ fell 10. S&P was up 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office has just raised the death toll from the wildfires there to 5. Wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour are making it tough for fire crews. That's a firefighter spraying water on a burning home in Altadena, where the Eaton Fire will go down as the state's largest ever in the month of January. Kevin Williams lives there.
Flames are up about 30, 40 feet high, and, you know, you hear pop, pop, pop. Sound like a war zone. In fact, there were 2 big explosions that actually shook the ground.
CBS's Elise Preston is covering the fire burning out of control in Malibu.
Homes and businesses that have been destroyed. We're talking about 1,000 homes just from this fire. Keep in mind, though, that there are 4 separate fires burning in Southern California. So a lot of loss right here today.
The strong winds fueling the flames are expected to last into tomorrow. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And we'll look for sunshine tomorrow morning, increasing clouds in the afternoon. A high in the mid-20s. Scattered flurries and a few snow showers tomorrow night into early Friday. Then clearing Friday afternoon, a high in the upper 20s. Right now it's 13.
byproduct of the college coaches. You know, there's always the, it's the copycat. Everybody was running blocker mover when Dick was coaching yes. pack line. And then everybody went to the swing when Bo was coaching. And, but you're seeing a lot of that, a lot of the byproduct of those coaches being in the state and being from the state for so long, you see that kind of filtering into the high school coaches and the youth coaches.
Yeah, Butch will be beaming when he hears you say that. Now, can we just say he was a notable exception? You knew you had some things ironed out.
Yeah, him, so. yeah. He redshirted.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he turned out
and he needed
just fine.
To. It was okay.
It worked out okay. Obviously, you've recruited a lot of guys from Minnesota who know how to play as well, too. We've talked on this show about, you know, Stevie Crow. He ended up about 24, 25 minutes the other night against Rutgers. That's kind of a high end now, though. He's mm-hmm. It looks like you guys have found a sweet spot.
Yeah, I think that's helped. The other thing that's helped is the emergence of Carter Gilmore. I really trust Carter, so I can get him in quick, you know, and I think it helps. Not only helps Steve, it helps Nolan, too, because then they can kind of yo-yo that five position if we need to. And you know, quite frankly, we don't play big in terms of Nolan and Steve together for long stretches, start of each half, and then we kind of get into a rotation. And it, some of it's dependent on who we played and the flow of a game and those things. But I think, you know, obviously the plan with Steve has worked to this point, but I think what's allowed that to really function and flourish has been how Gilmore has really helped us when he's come in.
Yeah, it's been so much fun to watch because he, you know, he likes to goof around, have fun. He enjoys being a college kid or college man now, I guess. A man on the floor, his growth yeah. has been. Now, he was a prolific scorer in high school, as we've mentioned on this show before, but he's found his niche, and he's reminding all of us that he knows how to shoot the ball, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was just a matter of a confidence thing with him, and the confidence of doing it in a workout, the confidence of doing it in practice is completely different than confidence of doing when there's 17,000 watching and the lights and cameras are on, so for him to be able to make shots, and that's something that as a coach, they just got to go do it. They got to you help them get to that point, and then you can't play the game for them, right? They have to go perform when the lights are on, and Gilly's done a great job of and also being opportunistic. He understands his role and you know how he can help this team. And when he's, you know, I joked after the Butler game that hey, Gilly put you in for defense down the stretch, and he said, "Well, heck with that, I'll show you some offense too." As he right. banged a three,
he did
to really salt that game away. So it's good just to see him. I'm happy for him and happy for Kamari McGee because those guys have come the long hard way to get to where they are right now.
Yeah, it still can happen. As much as it's changing in college basketball, and you make it work. From the newer guys or the guys who've been here for a long time. You got Ohio State next week, and then Minnesota coming up on Friday. Those two teams played a really late game, almost 3 hours, double overtime.
Yeah.
Gophers have a lot of newcomers, but the one thing that stands out is the number of seniors. They've got like 10 of them. Yeah. So they may have not been Gophers all along in some cases, but they've been playing college basketball for a while.
Yeah, mature, really. You look through that roster and you see a lot of seniors or GRs by him, which is a grad student.
Yep.
So, yeah, and I mean, it's Dawson Garcia, Mike Mitchell, they finally got him back and healthy, which I think that was a part of their struggles here early. But they played, you know, they were up in Purdue at half. They obviously, quite frankly, probably should have won the game the other night against Ohio State. So they have played. I think Wichita State went overtime too. So they've been very competitive, but they've also had health issues, and they're starting to get guys back and get fully healthy.
But one thing we're seeing, we got a little over a minute left in college basketball. I don't know if it's more than usual this season, but really good teams are getting not just beaten, but blown out in college basketball. Yeah. It's like, you better be ready because if not, look out, right?
Yeah. I mean, if Florida, Tennessee last night was like, now how's the number one team in the country go lose by 30? Mm-hmm. And we've seen that in other, you know, other times. And there was other ones last night too at Auburn. Whack somebody pretty good. And,
yeah, Pitt lost big at Pitla, Duke.
Yeah.
And Pitt's good, really good. You know,
yeah, but it's just the road is hard. You know, the road games are really hard. I don't think people, until you're really in it, you don't realize how on point and how many things have to go your way to get it done on the road. And I think until you're in it, you really appreciate it and gone through it and seen them. That's why there's the famous saying, there's nothing sweeter than a road win, you know, that because they're so hard to get, because there's so many things that can go awry and playing at home for most teams is, you know, an emotional advantage.
Mm-hmm. All right, we will take a break. Badgers on the home floor Friday night against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Our coverage starts at 5, tip time set for 6 o'clock. In a few minutes, we'll check in with Brian Butch, but up next, assistant coach Lance Randall as the Great Guard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free, plus you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
More at amfamforkids.org.
We continue with the Greg Guard Show. In a few minutes, we'll check in with my broadcast partner, Brian Butch. Right now, though, we hear from One of Coach Guard's new staff members, Lance Randall, the Montfort's Wisconsin native, comes back to the home state after a good run as the head man at St. Leo, where he is that school's all-time winningest coach. And the same can be said for his run at Lindenwood University as well as Webster. He was an assistant coach, an associate head coach, as a matter of fact, at UW-Stevens Point for a national title run. And as the head coach at Oshkosh West, he guided his teams to a couple of state championships. He has coached here, he has coached overseas, and he is thrilled to be back home working with Greg Guard in Madison.
I think that there's, it's the same as anywhere you're doing. You're just trying to win, right? It's just we're doing winning things. We're trying to, so any way you can fill in as an assistant coach in practice on the court. And it's been different day to day. You're not in charge of that practice schedule. You're not in charge of what you need or don't need. So I just try to make myself available in the practices, just fill in as we're needed. And then, you know, scouts, recruiting, it's a little bit everything, and we're in a new era, so it's such a shifting landscape. So for us, I think we're done a good job as a staff to be out ahead of it. I mean, certainly, Coach Guard has been both on the X's and O's side and the recruiting side with the new era of NIL. I think we're on the front end of that, and I think that's been fun to be a part of as well.
And that in the transfer portal, you kind of lived that though in previous stops, correct?
Yeah, Division II. Actually, this stuff is very similar to Division II. And then, I obviously haven't coached overseas professionally. Minus the longer-term contracts that you can offer, this is very similar to that. But Division II, the immediacy of the transfer, the ability to find another impact player, that's pretty much normalcy, especially when, you're in good programs and good leagues, and you need to find players that can help you right away.
You mentioned the international experience. I was talking with Coach Guard about this. Obviously, this next recruiting class, Hayden Jones from New Zealand. It's not brand new here, Kirk Penny, Andreas Helmick, Marcus Silver now. But from your perspective, Lance, tell about the growth of the sport. I mean, a lot of us, I think of the 92 Olympics, the Dream Team, those guys, Jordan, Barkley, just rolling over everybody. And that is such a distant memory now because the international game seems like it has grown so much. Can you put that into some perspective for us here?
Well, I think it's very simple, Matt. You just look at the NBA right now and all the best players, the MVPs. I mean, you're looking at Jokic. You're looking at Embiid. You're looking at SGA with Oklahoma. You're looking at Giannis. Doncic, who is not yet to win one. But those are literally the best players in the NBA right now. None of them were born in the United States.
Yeah.
And so I think it speaks, it's a testament to, how much the game has grown from the source of the United States, but also different styles, different types of coaching have been successful. I think in the past, a lot of times, you take an international, you don't know what you're going to get exactly because the point of reference from that coach to your program isn't exactly the same as, for instance, if you took somebody from the FBA, you pretty much know what that coach means and what they're saying, what those statistics are valued. And so some of that has leveled with the international because of our ability to scout, our ability to see more readily film available, media, and kind of an understanding of it, of the game and what levels places are. But I think you're going to continue to see the growth. Some of the best players have now been released, basically, for lack of a better word, into our system. And a lot of them are very eager to be part of the college system, largely financially, but also just the experience. This is unique. There's no system in the world set up the way the United States college game is. And I think for them, now that they can afford to come here, I think you're going to see more and more high-end players go into the Big Ten and the SEC, ACC.
And no matter where they're coming from, I know Coach Guard has talked a lot about how this sport has become a positionless game. I mean, it obviously not across the board, but where bigs here can step outside and shoot the three, and now that's commonplace. You mentioned the NBA, but that's becoming pretty commonplace at the college level here too, isn't
it? Yeah, I think I would say even 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't uncommon that the good teams had three guys who could shoot the ball on the floor, two really good shooters and one guy who can kind of shoot. Now it's more common to see four and five shooters out there, and so obviously you're including the post or, as you said, positionless play. Some of your longer athletes are learning perimeter game skill, footwork, and quite honestly, they're just better athletes playing longer. We're just getting, the game has grown. I mean, what it took to be a player at this level or any level at the college game 25, 30 years ago is not the same what it is now. I mean, the level of athleticism training that these guys get, and that translates directly to the skill, I think, of the bigs. And again, like the European game is I think when you look at when the Italians beat us in the Olympics in 2002, I think it was, right? And that was kind of a turning point. And their time, there was a lot of drive and kick game. There was a amount of skill. I think we ended up with a bronze medal that year. I think that was where there was a lot of the American system, the American coaches, and it starts at the NBA top, but really the work is done. The bulk of the work is done at the grassroots level, the high school, you know, somebody's dad or mom working out with them. As just the information trickles down, that style of game has really infiltrated the American game, and so now that it's kind of a blend.
Let's bring it back closer to home. Again, I've talked with Coach Gard about this. There's the international game, and yet of the recruiting class, there's two guys from the state of Wisconsin coming in next year. You know what it's all about in this state, coaching state championship teams. The talent level, it seems like we're on a little bit of an uptick in the state. Is that an accurate statement to make?
Yeah, I think that I think it's cyclical as it goes, but I think basketball, I've coached in a lot of different states, and I've been around a handful of different state tournaments, all-star games and such. No one does it better than Wisconsin. I mean, no one does it better. And I think you can look and you can say from the top down, you look at Coach Gard, you look at Bo, you look at Coach Bennett, and then you go to Jerry Pettigrew as the executive director of the WBCA, and that organization does. This state is galvanized. They're organized, and they have a great vision of what high school and youth basketball should look like, and the amount of time without overdoing it, and it's created a great sense of community. And starts with Badger basketball for sure with the state, and it's created a great sense of information passing down from this program down and from the WBCA out, and then I just think that now some of our best athletes and our best players and our biggest kids and are learning the game. And they're learning the game the way it should be played. They're learning to play off of 2 feet. They're learning help side defense. They're in not just skill. And I think that's a testament to you know, Coach Gard and all the coaches that I mentioned. And like I said, it's this state is special. It really is special with the way it treats high school basketball and youth basketball.
Yeah, and then obviously you'll hear you talk about the Badgers, obviously with Marquette, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. But you're a Beloit College guy. You coached the WIAC on the staff at Stevens Point. It's good at every level here, yeah. Isn't it, collegiately?
Yeah.
A lot of pride taken in that, I would
it
think.
It is. It is. And when you get more in the smaller schools in the WIAC and in the Midwest Conference and such and the handful of other schools that are in various conferences, you're getting with more homegrown kids. And it's just there's the high school. I can't say enough about how good the high school coaching is in the state of Wisconsin. It is. And I'm not saying that. I'm not blowing smoke. Some of the best coaches I've gone against have been in the FBA. It really is really good coaching and guys who care about it, and then kids who want to be a part of it. And they want to be a part of this program, but they want to be a part of their high school program and the crowds and the community. And again, nobody does a state tournament better than the WIA in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the kids still love, they want to be coached too, right? Because if you think of this state, it's about its fundamentals. It's playing the game the right way. And as much as things are changing, as long as these kids want to get coached every day, then this sport's in a pretty good place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in a great spot. And again, you're just talking about great high school coaches, great parents, great kids who want to be the best version of them. And they look here and they see that, they look on our court and they say, hey, this is how you do it. This is how it gets done. There's no shortcuts. They realize that. And that helps us, too, because when you can have a state that has guys who are so fundamentally sound and want to be a part of something winning, sort of something special, which, may or may not, as this NIL stuff goes through, may or may not be, may have more mercenary basketball, maybe more me stuff. And you're always working that at any level in your locker room. You're always trying to get, a group focused, coming together, playing for each other. Those are the special groups, right? That it factor. And it makes it easier in the state when these guys have come through strong programs with great coaches who have valued winning above all else.
That's Lance Randall, Badgers assistant coach. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check in with Butchie, Brian Butch, coming up next as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub. Lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brewpub Lots of Matzo pizza.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything.
Get the right home policy at the right price
with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof.
Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, we thank assistant coach Lance Randall for joining us. We're talking a little international ball with him, having had some coaching experience over there very recently, as a matter of fact. And now we'll talk to somebody else who has a little experience in international basketball, Brian Butch, my broadcast partner, and, of course, the former Badgers star. Butchie, you played in various countries. And one of the things talking with Lance about is just how the international game has improved so much. You know, we think of the Dream Team in 1992 and running roughshod over everybody. And it's not always a case now. I mean, you lived it. Get your perspective on that, just globally, how this game has grown.
Well, I think first it starts with the process that they have. And that's where I get so frustrated with youth sports right now in America, because I've seen what it is overseas and the development side of it. When I'd play in Germany, you know, I'd go and I'd get ready for practice. We would practice at 5 o'clock. The youth team would be practicing at 2. They weren't playing 5-on-5. They were working on their skills. When you walk into an American gym, it's 5-on-5 and there's no skill work. So like I see it, and then you know, it trickles, you know, up. The good players keep elevating up. You see them in college, but you know, we've talked with Greg about this, and I've talked with a lot of Big Ten coaches over the last couple of years, and you know, they're having to take more time to develop players than they have ever had to, because our youth isn't doing that. And that's why I think the international game's improving so much, because they realize that has to happen. And it starts with the way their youth program is. Then they have the older club, and when you're ready, you move up to the older club, and that's where you play, and that's where you get better. I think the other part of it, too, is because of social media, kids overseas are able to see what college basketball is like, to they are able to see what NBA is like. So I know, like, playing in the Philippines when I was there, they love basketball, and they knew every NBA player. And you'd walk in the gyms, and it would be packed. Playing in Japan, same thing. Like, they knew everything. So I think just the way that the league has been able to globalize it has brought a lot of excitement for the game itself.
Yeah, you mentioned that because I talked to other former Badger players who've been overseas, and it depends on where they are, but they talk about those crowds. I mean, we know what the crazy crowds are like in a lot of college arenas. You get the impression it's every bit of that, and maybe then some in some of the places overseas.
Well, yeah, there's not enough stories as far as to talk about the crowd. I mean, but like, I was in Greece, and they were heating up Euros and throwing them at you, the coins. And I was like, really, are we doing that? Yeah, I guess we are. As long as that paycheck comes on the 1st and 15th, we can deal with this. I get it. But no, but they're excited. And I think that's the biggest thing. The Philippines, you were a superstar. My time over there, I was an absolute superstar. So I think that's where you're seeing such a bigger impact of international basketball. Because, number one, they have the process in place as far as how to get better. And then where that translates. And then they have that joy and that love. And I think you combine those two things, you're going to produce really good basketball players.
It'll be interesting to see. Hayden Jones from New Zealand will be here as a Badger next year. He was recently in Madison on a visit, had a little break in his schedule to do that. A lot of things in sports or life in general are cyclical. Do you see the Americans seeing what's going on globally and maybe cycle back to, you know, more drill work, or just the kind of the world we're in right now that may not be the case?
I think it's the world we're in. I don't know if it's going to be the case. When you look at the NBA, I believe it's the last 9 MVPs have all been international players. At some point, there needs, and now you're going to get me out of soapbox, because I'm super passionate about it with all the camps I run and everything. Like, at some point, us Americans should realize, like, let's bring back and go back a little bit. It's not about how many games you play. Playing games, yes, there's a place for that. But your skill level has to match it. You have to understand why you're doing certain things. The players that do that have had success. By the way, I think Illinois has got a pretty good young point guard.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, he's pretty good, right? Like, we saw him firsthand. Yes. He's not American. He understands the game. So that's where I look at everything. I think we should. Do I think we will? I hope so. Yeah. I hope so, right?
A little plug for your camps. Do the kids, do they, after a few minutes, they go, when do we get to play? Or do they, like, hey, this is what it is. Let's get better. Let's work.
No, it is. The first question, when are we going to play? Yeah. And my question is, maybe the last 15 minutes, depending on if you guys understand what we're doing. And these are 2-3-day camps. And for me, like, the reason I enjoy it is it's my way of teaching. It's my way of understanding and explaining the why. We do it media all the time. Like, it's great to understand and talk through it. My job is to, why did that play work? Or why is, you know, John Tanjay having so much success right now? I have to explain the why. So in camps, it's the same thing. I love it. Why are we doing this move? Why are we doing this drill? What are you trying to accomplish? And right now, that's not happening a lot in the game. And I see that a lot with our camps. I see that a lot just throughout the game itself.
When you were at Wisconsin, we still see it to this day with Greg Gard and how he conducts a practice with Bo Ryan, the partner passing. When you were just starting at Wisconsin, were you thinking, like, what are we doing? Or did maybe the junkie that I've always known you to be, maybe you understood it all along?
I understood it. I didn't understand the importance. Okay, we're doing this so we don't have turnovers. Great. Woohoo. Like, but then you get in the game and you have the turnover and you go sit down. And you're like, okay, well, we're not doing that. Because usually the turnover was a live ball turnover and there was, yes, you know, a score on the other end. And then I didn't play for the next 5 minutes. And I was like, okay, now I get why we're doing it. But I don't think, like I said, for me, part of it is I had some good teachers, coaches leading up to it. But as a young kid, you have all the answers. Right.
Like, sure.
I think, and so then you sit back and you see why they're doing this and why Coach Ryan emphasized it, why Coach Gard emphasized this. There's a reason that Wisconsin, as far as the turnovers and how many they've had a game, they've always been top of the Big Ten as far as the less amount of turnovers. And that's why they've had so much success.
It's been interesting even with this team and the pace that is playing. It's a little more, more to it than what we're used to seeing here. Obviously scoring in the 80s on average. But for the most part, you know, as much as things are changing, the decisions have been pretty good by and large on the offensive end.
There's no question about it. And for me, they've taken care of the basketball. For me, when I watch them, there's only one time I get frustrated. Obviously, turnovers, that happens. But it's the bad three that sometimes we've seen that I think they've worked through. We saw a lot more in non-conference play. So far, and I know we're three games into conference play. I get there are four games into conference play. But it's one of those where, like, those are just as bad as turnovers. Now, the analytics don't say that, and I think the coaching staff will disagree with me on that. But just me as a player and the way I look at it a little bit, I'm like, that's not a good shot. You can get that with 5 seconds on the shot clock, not 15. But like I said, for me, that's probably the biggest difference.
Yeah, it still is. It's interesting, you know, talking with Greg Gard at the beginning of the season, even revisiting recently with him. He said at the beginning, it's going to take a while before he really figures out this team, what it's all about. And we may be at the halfway point of the regular season, but we're still pretty early in Big Ten play. It's fair to say, I think, that maybe we're all still learning what this team is.
There's no question. I was sitting on the bench talking to a couple of the Iowa coaches, and I said, I don't know how good this team is. I think they have a chance to be really good, but I don't know. Now, after that Iowa game, I think they'll come back to me and say, no, you guys are pretty good. Helps when you make 21 threes in that Iowa game. But I think they're still trying to figure that out. And the identity, and we've seen times where having depth has helped this team, but I think it has also taken away a little bit of who are we, because they've had so many guys step up at different times throughout the season, and maybe that's who they are. Maybe they're a team that's really deep, that any given night a guy can take over a game, and they're going to shoot a lot of threes, and if they get better defensively, now we're having a conversation of them competing for a Big Ten championship. I think that defensive piece is still where they're developing the most right now, though.
I think something tells me that any number of teams are going through the same thing, trying to figure out, because Ohio State, the team that Wisconsin is going to see next week at the Kohl Center, at their best they beat Kentucky, and at their worst they get blown out by an Auburn team that is probably the best in the country. Tennessee fans might beg to differ a little bit. Oregon gives up 100-plus on the home court against Illinois. Illinois loses, you know, a close game early in Big Ten play. Maybe everybody's still trying to figure this out.
I think that's exactly what this is. I really do. I think people know who they can be, but I think it's still now it's got to be more consistent. And now you're going to get into Big Ten play, and it has to be consistent. You can't have ups and downs. You have ups and downs, you're going to lose that game. Non-conference, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, Wisconsin, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, it's going to be an out. No matter who they play throughout the league, this league is so hard to figure out right now. I mean, it's so hard. You add the travel aspect of it, that's another thing, the wild card that's out there. But the league in general, like, just good luck trying to figure it out night in, night out.
Seems to be, very general statement here, seems to be really good. Don't know if there's a great team. You said at the beginning of the season, look out for Illinois. And at their best, I don't know if there's a better team in this league.
Yeah, I said in November, I'll say it again, they're by far the most talented. Mm-hmm. Now, do they put it all together and continue to take steps? I think defensively they can get better. Offensively, they're still, but they're getting a lot of threes. And so I think there's still some areas of concerns there for Coach Underwood, but by far they have the most talent.
It is interesting to see how Underwood, how he kind of changes things up to the personnel. We're seeing this on the flip side with Tom Izzo in an era where it's all about the threes. They don't shoot a ton of them. You know, not everybody does. You know, Northwestern is a mid-range team. Josh Dix from Iowa, mid-range player. It isn't necessarily one size fits all.
No, it's not. Now, I know the numbers are going to say stuff, and that's why we've seen the change as the analytics have gone into this. But you look at Wisconsin, I mean, even though everyone wants to talk about threes, John Blackwell mid-range is pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good option for this Wisconsin team as well. So it's one of those that you can't completely forget about. And you play to your player strengths, and that's what happens. And we're going to see, this is the most important thing, I think, when you look at the rest of this Big Ten season. There are going to be a lot of close games. The Iowa game, that's going to be an outlier. There are going to be a lot of close games. Which team, with all the new pieces, executes the best in crunch time? We haven't really seen that a whole lot from this Wisconsin team yet, so I'm interested to see how that plays out. But we really haven't seen that a lot necessarily throughout the whole Big Ten play. And it's league play. You're going to have close games.
All right. He's Brian Butch. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the Big Ten schedule coming up in the coming days as the Greg Gard Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Observations today.
Looking ahead, the Thursday schedule in the Big Ten. Ohio State has the home floor against Oregon. Purdue is at Rutgers. Washington makes the trip to East Lansing to take on Michigan State. On Friday night, in addition to the Badgers, UCLA is scheduled for a matchup in College Park against the Maryland Terrapins. On Saturday, USC is at Illinois. Indiana will be at Iowa. You've got the Badgers and the Gophers on Friday nights. Our coverage starts at 5. Tip time set for 6 o'clock. Brian Butch will join me at the Kohl Center for part 1 of the border battle between the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Wisconsin 2-2 in league play. The Gophers looking for their first conference win. Badgers look to prevent that from happening. We'll talk to you Friday from the Kohl Center on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show.